Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with four guests for our morning interview. So I'm going to introduce you to them all right now. To my right, we have Hillary Nutting, who is the Youth Program Coordinator for Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Hi, Hillary. Thanks for coming in. And next to her, I have Dylan Marks, who's an eighth grader at Blatchley Middle School. Good morning, Dylan. Thanks for coming in. And then the final two, I'm actually going to let introduce themselves. They just joined us. So young lady in the purple sweater, come forward and tell us your name. You can get right into the microphone.
Gracie Ellison.
Can you just come up closer to the microphone?
Gracie Ellison.
Great. And you must be an eighth grader at Blatchley Middle School as well. Okay. Thanks for joining us. And I do happen to know Hillary Sealand. Good morning, Hillary. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, I got a little lost this morning.
We heard. That's okay. We're glad you're here.
It was a fun morning challenge.
Excellent. And it kind of an icy one to be lost, yeah. I imagine. Yeah.
Yep, in a giant van.
Extra challenges. Wonderful. Could you also tell us your program, or your title,
what your... So my title is the Secondary Learning Support Coordinator for secondary schools here in the Sitka School District. And my job... is primarily to promote culturally responsive education and social emotional learning. So that's what I have been working on.
Fantastic.
And this is part of that project.
Sounds like great work to be doing. And that's, so we're here to talk about a particular project this morning. It's called Colors of Our Community, which is an art project that Blatchley Middle School, I understand eighth grade art class is doing. But they're doing it in conjunction with community members and community organizations like Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So maybe we can start with a little bit, maybe Hillary, you could talk about how this project began. Like, what is this project?
Right. It's interesting. So last year, as part of this grant, students and staff do a climate and connectedness survey to sort of assess social emotional implementation, I guess, and peer culture in the schools. And one of the items that came out of that survey was that students reported that they weren't really seeing diverse images around the building. So I started doing some typey research around trying to find posters, and everything I found was super cheesy or tokenism. So then I thought, what if we just created our own art project? And I had my own idea, but I brought it to these amazing young minds in their art class, and they came up with something completely different that they envisioned for this project that they wanted for their school.
Cool. Excellent. Well, Dylan and I were chatting a little bit about sort of how that project began. Dylan, could you maybe, for the part that the students were involved in, could you talk a little bit about this kind of brainstorming period that you went through that kind of came up with this project?
Yeah. So we first started out one day, like, we got into groups, and then we, like, made categories about, like, our rich diversity or, like, the community. And so we, like, came up with all these groups, like sports, environment. We had, like, labels and spirituality and, like, gender and stuff. And then we had, like, a color for all of them, like, a different one. And then that will be, like, submitted by, our art class, and then the community.
Cool.
That can submit to, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there was this brainstorming session where you came up with all the different kind of, like, labels for what happens in the community, what the community looks like.
Yeah.
And then you also assigned colors to those labels.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And my understanding is that at first it was, you didn't quite know what kind of art it was going to be, that the project was going to be. I don't know, Gracie, if you want to answer this question, but how it came to be, what you settled upon, what the class decided to, what kind of art you all decided to go with.
We were talking about what we wanted to do, and we were like, why don't we just do a mural and people send in art submissions and we can... frame them and put them on, like, in the school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what you settled on. So what kind of mural are we talking about? Like, there's a giant mural on Blatchley Middle School. Is that the kind of mural you mean?
No.
I can help out a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
So it's sort of, it's threefold, right? So you guys have, students are going to do art. that kind of, that folds into this. And then we're also asking for community submissions of art. And I have all the submission guidelines, and I'll put them on Sitka Chatters and Sitka for Sale too. And you'll see posters around the community. But then the other piece, can you guys talk about what you did in PAC? Did you do that PAC activity? Yeah. Can you talk about that for a minute? Let's do you know hear. What that's going to be all about with the photography?
We didn't do all of it, but we mm-hmm. started to do some of it.
What is PAC? Maybe first you could mention.
PAC is we got a teacher, first day of school, sixth grade, and mine was Miss Mullen, so everyone goes to that teacher every Friday, for like the first period, like 40 minutes, and then we like talk about stuff that's like important to know.
Cool. And so during this first period class that you started talking about this project. Okay.
Yeah, so every student is involved mm-hmm. in so the whole building.
Okay, so it's not, so it's going to be the 8th grade art class, this one particular 8th grade art class that's going to be doing the art, but all the entire school is involved in giving ideas for the project, mm-hmm. if I understand.
Yes, they're in PACs, they are identifying specific people in our community, adults in our community who are safe, mm-hmm. responsible, and respectful adults that fit into these same categories. And we're going to do a photography project based on what students came up with, who they want to see on the walls of the school.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I want to bring Hillary Nutting into this conversation as well, because you're here with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And how is it that you're involved in this project?
Through Hillary Sealand, I was just in my office one day, and she approached me and just was so excited about this. And I was like, I don't really understand what it is, but I want to be part of it because she's so excited about it. So
excellent. Good job, Hillary Sealand. Enthusiasm.
Yeah. And then it just went from there. And we have an AmeriCorps one, Seda. I'm probably butchering his last name. I'm not very good. But he actually has college experience in photography. So when I talked to him about it, he's like, yeah, I want to definitely be part of that too. So
excellent.
It's just kind of grown, and it's really exciting.
And it sounds like it is just going to continue to grow, like that mm-hmm. you're looking for community members to be involved in this project.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a Hillary Sealand question, maybe, but who are you looking for? Like, how do other people get involved? It's for anyone that's listening right now to potentially get involved?
Anyone and everyone. The students came up with parameters for art submissions, and I will get those out in all of the modes that I can. They're looking for two-dimensional art, and they took the color wheel, and they've identified these sort of categories of folks in our community, and they've assigned a little color mm-hmm. To that category. So we have friends and family, and the color is red.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that the color is emphasized. So it could mm-hmm. be maybe a black and white photo, but maybe you do a little Photoshop and put a red scarf on someone. Or
got it.
There's a
mm-hmm.
red flower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get all of our submissions. The submission deadline is...
Together now.
March 27th, 2019.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll put my contact information out there for that, too. And then the students are actually going to work with artists in our community to curate what the final thing is going to be. So we're going to have these photographs of people mm-hmm. that all the students have identified. We're going to have student art and community art, and we're going to curate a visual arts project.
That sounds fantastic. Cool. And if I understand correctly, it's going to be shown in Blatchley Middle School,
mm-hmm.
and maybe like the big reveal will be during the Pops concert.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So the community that's going to be involved in this can check it out there, too. So people should connect with Hillary Sealand for questions. Also look for things on social media about how to participate. Maybe if they know a Blatchley Middle School student, can ask them about it and get involved. So I want to thank all of you for coming in this morning to talk about what sounds like a wonderful project. Mm-hmm. The two Hillarys, Dylan and Gracie, thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.